Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Hey, so in the last episode, I mentioned that my wife was due to give birth to our third child any day now, and that it was a bit of a hectic week because we were pretty much on call the entire week. We thought it would happen earlier. She was late. And everything was a little bit upside down because of that. Anyhow, wanted to share the good news with you here that the baby was born over the weekend. Everyone is great. Mom is good. Baby's good. It was a girl. Couldn't have gone smoother. So we're very blessed, very fortunate, very happy about that. And I'm thinking a whole lot about really just counting my blessings, I think. I mean, there's just so much I have to be grateful for. You know, my family, my wife, my kids. We have so many loved ones around us. You know, my parents, my in-laws, they've been so helpful throughout this entire process. My house is full of people right now just helping out and taking care of the kids and taking care of my wife while I'm at work, and just couldn't be more grateful or more blessed for everything that we have. I mentioned a few weeks ago that I was, let's say, concerned, to put it lightly, about what all of this would mean for my business. You know, having a third kid is a major life change. And of course, everyone I know that has three or more kids has been scaring me to bits, saying things like, you know, the third one is the biggest change. And that's when you have to switch from a man to man to a zone defense. And, you know, you really don't know what you're in for. And so those warnings have really, I think, kind of begun to scare me a little bit, because I do run a busy business. I'm a busy man. I've got a lot going on, and don't really have the option to slow down. So, you know, now I think my perspective on this has changed a little bit, and I wanted to share it with you. Granted, it's only been a couple of days, and I'm sure my thinking on this is going to evolve as time goes on, but it has changed a little bit. And I would say the dominant emotion that I'm feeling right now is that I have a tremendous responsibility towards my family to provide for them, to do right by them, and to give them everything that they need, which has a financial element to it, certainly, but it also has a time element to it, that they need me to provide, but they also need me to be there. They need me to be the husband, to be the father, to play the role that I need to play in the family. And those are two things that I've just got to balance, and I've got to find a way to balance them. And I think that whenever you have a situation like this where there is an apparent constraint, and I don't like to frame my kids or my family as a constraint, but let's say my time is a constraint. I just don't have the time that I used to have. I can't put in the kind of hours that I used to put into my business. I may be able to do it again in the future when my kids are older, but right now when the kids are young and the family is growing, I don't have the time that I used to or that I might have in the future. So there is a constraint. And I think anytime you're dealing with a constraint like that, you can respond in one of two ways. You can respond from a place of scarcity, or you can respond from a place of abundance. And the scarcity response is one that we all know too well, right? It's, oh my God, what am I going to do? I'm having another kid, or I'm getting married, or this is happening in my life, whatever your your life event is. And I don't have time anymore. My business is going to suffer. I won't be able to work with as many clients. My existing clients are going to notice. The work is going to go down the drain. I'm going to lose everything. Oh my goodness, what am I going to do? That's the scarcity response. That's what most of us do. The abundance response is very different. The abundance response says, okay, well, I only have so many hours in the day. I know this is fixed. I know this is limited. And I know I can't go beyond this time because I have other responsibilities that I need to attend to. So how can I run my business in such a way that I maximize the output, maximize the outcomes, maximize the results for, you know, myself and for my clients, but minimize my personal time? How can I do that? And that is a empowering question to ask, because there are ways you can do that. There are ways you can run your business. There are ways you can serve your clients. There are ways that you can engage with them. There are ways you can manage your team that are less time and labor intensive on you. There are ways. There's always an opportunity to do that. I just had a call this morning with somebody who we were brainstorming ways to do exactly that. There are ways to scale your time and to remove yourself from the equation as much as possible. That is an opportunity. But if you're not asking the right question, you're not going to arrive at that answer, right? If your question is, well, how am I going to keep my business alive after this happens? I'm doomed. You're not going to come to any kind of creative solution. But if you're asking the right question, if you're asking, how can I maximize the time that I have, get the same outcomes or better outcomes for everybody with less of my time, then you're opening yourself up to an entire world of possibilities. That is a much better place to be as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, as a human being, from a mindset perspective. And that's where I'm trying to go. You know, yeah, I know I'm going to have more demands on my time at home now, and I need to spend more time at home, but I'm not going to let that get myself down on my business and worry about my business. I'm going to let that motivate me to find more creative solutions to how I run my business, how I work with my clients, and how I manage my team so that we can get better results with less of my time. And that's ultimately the goal, isn't it? So that's all for today. Quick note, we're about 4 weeks ahead of schedule on this podcast. So you're listening to this 4 weeks after I recorded it. The reason I mentioned that is because a lot of times people comment on the show and they say things to me, and I'm often scratching my head thinking, what did I say 4 weeks ago? Because it's a long time ago. I don't always remember. So if you say something to me about this and you say congratulations, or, you know, we have some interaction and I'm scratching my head, that's why I might not remember this is 4 weeks ago. So as of the time of this, you're listening to this, the baby was actually born just over 4 weeks ago. Just so you know, there's a bit of a time lag. But hey, I guess I'm actually organized, which is a good place to be at this time in my life. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.